Support comes from you and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com.
Support comes from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Well, there's a few good reasons to celebrate on today's show. It is the WJFF 30th anniversary, but it was also just Valentine's Day yesterday, and I'm still basking in the love, basking in the glow, hearts and flowers. Today's songs are love songs.
Success. reach out for me. Reach out for me.
What an incredible expression of love and devotion. And John Lennon, Woman, I'm Forever in Your Debt, you know, from Double Fantasy in 1980. And the Four Tops, I'll Be There, that was 1967. And when I think about music and how powerful songs are, the influence that it can have on your life, how it can change your mood, how it can pick you up and take you to another place. It can make you sad, but it can also really give you a sense of love, a sense of consolation. It can make you comfortable. And my favorite songs are love songs. I mean, music is such a powerful force, and you can express all kinds of things. But every single singer-songwriter, every composer that I have ever heard has written a love song. Love. You put it into words. You put it into music, and it's very powerful. And radio. Radio. Radio used to be an instrumental key ingredient in the popularity of songs, in the popularity of music. And WJFF has that power. When I come in to broadcast every Saturday, I'm here live in the studio in Jeffersonville. I assemble the songs in my heart. I get to pick what I want to play. I don't have clear channels or a corporate playlist in front of me telling me what songs I need to play. I can choose, and I can share that with you here on WJFF. Truly an amazing resource. Truly an incredible gift. And 30 years of broadcasting, I still am just astounded at the existence of this little radio station. And I'm also astounded and floored by the power of love in our world. Valentine's Day was just yesterday. And, you know, maybe some flowers. Maybe you had some flowers in your life. Either you gave them to someone or you got some, or flowers and chocolate. You know, or maybe you're single. Maybe you're not in a committed relationship. But if you look around you, you see love. There's always, in everyone's life, whether you know it or not, there is someone who loves you. One of the most powerful singer-songwriters that I know of is Stevie Wonder. And in 2005, I believe it's his most recent studio recording from Stevie Wonder. The entire recording is called A Time to Love, and it is so incredibly beautiful. I want to play two songs from Stevie Wonder's Time to Love. The Sweetest Somebody I Know, and From the Bottom of My Heart. This is Stevie Wonder in 2005.
There is something on my mind that's in my heart, written on my face, and it would behoove me and my soul if I did state my case. And so as truth is real and real as truth is truly must be told, that you got to be the sweetest somebody I know. It's your love for life, your love for God, your love for loving more. And you express your love in ways like I've never known before. If there's a record kept on who's the sweetest, let the record show that you've got to be the sweetest somebody I know. You are the second, every minute, every hour of the day. I'm not trying to blow your horn, I'm only saying what it's known, that you've got to be the sweetest somebody I know. Thank you.
Stevie Wonder. From the bottom of my heart, love is here to stay. That's from the album called A Time to Love, released in 2005. We also heard The Sweetest Somebody I Know. Oh man, does the man understand romance? He can put love into such incredibly uplifting musical ideas, and the directness of his words, the simplicity and the deep heartfelt passion. From the bottom of my heart, you know, I've never met Stevie Wonder, but I feel loved when I hear him say, "I love you from the bottom of my heart." I feel it like he's saying it to me. That's an incredible power that music has, and I hope you feel it too. Because we've just passed Valentine's Day. We also had an incredible 30th anniversary on February the 12th this past week. 30-year anniversary from JFF's very first broadcast back in 1990. And here we are. We're still together here in Radio Land. And love is here to stay. Love is here to stay. Fleetwood Mac. Complicated love stories going on in the members of Fleetwood Mac and in almost everybody's lives. Sometimes there's a little overlap. Sometimes there's little parallels going on, and it gets a little complicated. Fleetwood Mac, to say the least. So in 2017, Lindsey Buckingham, who joined Fleetwood Mac, at the request of Mick Fleetwood, because when Peter Green left the band, they were a rock and roll guy band and lead guitars and blues. When the lead guitar player, Peter Green, left the band, Mick Fleetwood, got different lead guitar players, and he was out in Los Angeles, and he really liked Lindsey Buckingham's playing, and he invited him to join the band, and Lindsey said, "Well, only on one condition, you have to have my girlfriend, too." His girlfriend at the time was Stevie Nicks. So in 2017, two of the members of Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie, who at one time was married to the bass player John McVie, got together in the studio. Christine, it had been 16 years since Christine McVie had left the band, and she hadn't really been very musically active, she was saying. She was working on visual art. But she returned to the recording studio and worked on a bunch of songs with Lindsey Buckingham. And guess who ended up playing drums? Well, Mick Fleetwood. And guess who ended up playing bass? Well, John McVie. And so, you know, we're 4/5 of the way there to Fleetwood Mac. And Stevie Nicks refused to participate. So they released the album, and it's really a Fleetwood Mac album, but it's called Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie from 2017. Love is Here to Stay. I love this song. And then, when I think of romance, and like I said, every singer-songwriter has written the love song. Neil Young has an incredible tenderness in some of his love songs. In he's always worked with Crazy Horse, and the most recent recording from Neil Young and Crazy Horse is an album that they recorded in a recording studio in Colorado at 9,000 feet, and the album is called Colorado. It was released in October of 2019, and we're going to hear a song from Neil Young and Crazy Horse called I Do. And then, one of my favorite love songs, Heart of Gold. Let's start with Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie from their 2017 album, Love is Here to Stay.
Your miracle, tender was your whispered voice as I lay this soul to rest. Even though I stayed too long, even though I had no choice. do what I do best. Wind blows one way, time goes, but love is here to stay. Stars come out at night when the moon is full enough. I will lay this soul to rest. Broke of flowers, hearts of stone. Even though I play too rough, I will do what I do best.
Show me that flock of birds that filled the sky.
Let me see the way they block the sun from my eye. I know you said they'd always be there. I know you're not worried. I know you. Ask all the same questions I do. I do. I do. Why do I believe in you? Why? Sparkling clean and the fish swimming on. I know you said they'll always be there. I know you're not worried, and I know you care. I do.
Neil Young recorded that song on the Harvest album in 1977. And about 42 years later, he just recorded again with the band Crazy Horse, and we heard his song, I Do. And it seems that perhaps he has finally found the love in his life that he was looking for as a much younger man. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. We're celebrating love, hearts, and flowers, basking in the glow, yes, of chocolates and roses. One of my favorite musicians, he's a songwriter, and then he was always a singer-songwriter, Michael Hedges. He began his career as an acoustic instrumentalist on the Windham Hill label. And he had released three or four albums before he could convince the record label to allow him to include some vocal, some singing. And one of the first songs that he recorded with vocals on it, Michael Hedges' Tap Root album, was released in 1990. Michael Hedges was born in 1953, and he had a tragic, tragic car accident in 1990. We lost him then when he was only 47 years old. But love is here to stay. And music has a power that transcends life and death, the way that love is here to stay. Music goes on. We're lucky to be able to record and to experience something that's so fragile, so intangible, as somebody singing a song. You sing the song, and when you're with that person, when you're in their presence, and that music is live, it surrounds you, and then it's over. It's gone. It's gone. And the incredible technology that we've had in the past century, you know, to be able to actually keep this music etched, to keep it in a permanent or a semi-permanent state, where we can just enjoy it at our leisure. So there's a song that Michael Hedges recorded where he sings, I Carry Your Heart. The song is written to a poem by the American poet E.E. Cummings. E.E. Cummings was born in 1894, passed away in 1962 at 67 years old. And E.E. Cummings, American essayist, painter, poet, author, playwright, E.E. Cummings wrote approximately 2,900, that's 2,900 poems, two autobiographical novels, four plays, and several essays. So Michael Hedges was inspired by this poem, I Carry Your Heart With Me. This is Michael Hedges from his Taproot album.
Carry your heart with me, I carry it in my heart, I'm never without it, wherever you go, I go, my dear, and whatever is done by only me, is your fate, my sweet, I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true, and it's you are whatever the moon has. grows higher than so can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart.
Michael Hedges from his Taproot album, I Carry Your Heart, the poetry of E.E. Cummings. I'm Kathy Geary. We're celebrating love and flowers with love songs today. Carole King and James Taylor did a live concert at the Troubadour in California back in 2010. And we're going to hear some songs from Carole King's and James Taylor's live concert live at the Troubadour. We'll start with You Can Close Your Eyes, Carole King and James Taylor.
Oh, the sun is surely sinking down, but the moon is slowly rising. So this old world must still be spinning around, and I still love you. So close your eyes, you can close your eyes, it's alright. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone. It won't be long before another day, we're gonna have a good time, and no one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like, only close your eyes. You can close your eyes.
Cause I don't know no love songs. I can't sing the blues anymore. How about I can sing this song? And you can sing this song when I'm gone.
We'll be right back. just a moment.
James Taylor and Carole King, live at the Troubadour from 2010. We heard them sing incredible harmonies together. James Taylor's song, "You Can Close Your Eyes. The sun is going down and the moon is rising, and you can close your eyes." And then from Carole King, that powerhouse, "I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet." And then a really charming duet with James Taylor singing harmony with Carole King, "Will You Love Me Tomorrow?" I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's songs, Hearts and Flowers. I hope you enjoyed the music. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support comes from you and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com.
Support comes from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com.
It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York, where